Hello there, and welcome to Reach for Power, where we take a closer look at the power itself and the strategies to build it. We also analyze various roadblocks, self-limiting beliefs and behaviors that might be blocking your potential. I am your host, Monika Kruk, and in this episode, we will focus on letting go of the past. In the journey of life, we often find ourselves entangled in the cobwebs of the past, unable to break free from its grasp. Memories, regrets, and unfulfilled desires tie us to what has been, blurring our vision of what could be. Let's explore together the potential positive effects of releasing the shackles of the past, discuss strategies to facilitate this transformative process, and have a quick look at the additional benefits that we can expect as a result. So, to get started, why keeping past on your mind might not be helpful or even become a major roadblock for our growth? Consider this. Holding onto past grievances, resentments, or painful memories burdens the soul with unnecessary emotional weight. By releasing these attachments, we lighten our load and experience a sense of emotional liberation. Dwelling on the past often robs us of the joy and beauty that exists in the present moment. Letting go allows us to fully immerse ourselves in here and now, savoring each experience as it unfolds. Clinging to the past might also inhibit our personal growth and evolution. By unchaining ourselves, we create a space for new experiences, opportunities, and self-discovery, fostering continuous growth and development. Dwelling on the past mistakes or traumas can take a toll on mental well-being, leading to anxiety, depression, or other mental health issues. Freeing ourselves promotes mental clarity, peace of mind, and overall psychological well-being. Holding on to past grievances can strain relationships, hinder communication and trust. Letting go might foster forgiveness, understanding, and healthier interpersonal dynamics, enriching our connections with others. Last but definitely not least, releasing the past empowers us to take control of our lives and shape our own destinies. It cultivates resilience, enabling us to bounce back from adversity and face future challenges with courage and confidence. So, okay, how then to recognize that you might be living too much in the past? Here are some warning signs for your consideration. If you find yourself frequently thinking about past experiences, especially negative ones, and feeling stuck in those memories, it could indicate that you are holding on the past too tightly. It also might be that you struggle to let go of grudges, resentments, or regrets. Instead of moving forward, you continually revisit past hurts or mistakes. Another element to watch for is when you frequently compare your present circumstances unfavorably to how things were in the past. This could be in terms of relationships, career, or personal achievements. Furthermore, if you resist change and cling to familiar routines or situations because they remind you of the past, even if they no longer are serving you well, it might also be that you find it challenging to forgive yourself or others for past mistakes or transgressions, leading to ongoing feelings of anger, bitterness, or guilt. It might also be that you struggle to make plans or set goals because you are so preoccupied with past experiences and feel uncertain about what lies ahead. Another point to watch is when you have difficulty fully engaging in or enjoying the present moment because your mind is often preoccupied with thoughts or memories of what has been. Another point of interest is when you rely on past successes or accomplishments to define your self-worth or identity rather than focusing on your current strengths and potential. Okay, so logical next question is how to start saying goodbye to our former life chapters to be able to open the new ones. There are some strategies that might help us with that. Point number one, start with acknowledgement that the past cannot be changed and accepting it for what it is. The key is to embrace the reality of the present moment and relinquish the desire to rewrite history. Point number two, cultivate mindfulness by focusing on the present moment without judgment. You might consider engaging in mindfulness practices such as meditation, deep breathing, or yoga to quiet the mind and cultivate inner peace. Point number three, release resentment and anger by practicing forgiveness, both towards others and yourself. Recognize that holding onto grudges only perpetuates suffering and choose to let go for the sake of your own well-being. Point number four, be gentle and kind to yourself, especially when grappling with past mistakes or regrets. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer to a dear friend facing a similar challenge. Point number five, identify and release attachments to material possessions, relationships, or identities that are rooted in the past. Embrace and cultivate a mindset of detachment to foster inner freedom. Last but not least on this specific list is to reach out to trusted friends, family members, mental health professionals, or experienced coaches for support and guidance in the process of letting go. Share your struggles and vulnerabilities openly, knowing that you are not alone in your journey. Some of the self-coaching questions that might help you include the following. What role do past experiences play in shaping your current beliefs and behaviors? How do you envision your ideal future, and what steps can you take to move towards it? What are the lessons you've learned from past experiences, and how can you apply them to your present circumstances? What are you holding onto from the past that no longer serves you, and how can you begin to let go of it? In what ways can you practice self-compassion and forgiveness towards yourself and others for past mistakes or regrets? When you practice and experiment with the above questions and the strategies that I discussed earlier on, let's see what sort of positive effects can be expected. First of all, letting go of the past brings about a profound sense of lightness and relief, as the emotional burdens we once carried are lifted from our shoulders. We also become more attuned to the present moment, which allows us to fully engage with life's experiences and appreciate its beauty. Leaving past where it belongs fosters emotional resilience, enabling us to bounce back from setbacks and face future challenges with greater strength and fortitude. Forgiveness and letting go pave the way for deeper, more meaningful connections with others, fostering empathy, understanding, and mutual respect. Releasing the grip of the past might also promote mental clarity, peace of mind, and overall psychological well-being, leading to greater happiness and fulfillment. It might also empower us to take ownership of our lives and create the future we desire, free from the constraints of the past regrets or limitations. Conclusion. In the tapestry of life, the past serves as the rich repository of experiences and lessons that shape our identities and inform our choices. However, clinging too tightly to it can hinder personal growth and impede progress. By embracing the practice of letting go, we unlock the door to a future brimming with possibilities and promise. Through acceptance, mindfulness, forgiveness, and self-compassion, we pave the way for emotional liberation, personal growth, and enhanced well-being. As we release the shackles of the bygones, we step into the light of the present moment, empowered to create a future filled with joy, purpose, and fulfillment. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe to have a regular access to the newly published content. You are also welcome to check Reach for Power webpage at reachforpower.com for more materials in my blog, and share your thoughts and comments with me through LinkedIn. You are also welcome to reach out if you believe that you would benefit from my help to help you make amends and move on from the past. Thank you for joining me today, and keep on reaching for power.